You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds upon thousands of people are expected to be part of the NFL draft activities in the Lambeau Field area starting tomorrow. Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year. Speaking of the draft, several area school districts have planned vacations during the draft to help avoid crowds and disruptions. Green Bay Area Public Schools are off today through Friday. Ashwaubenon schools will have an early release today and are closed Thursday and Friday. The Unified School District in De Pere will have Friday off, and Howard Suamico schools will have an early release on Friday. Denmark, Pulaski, West De Pere, and Wrightstown, all in the greater Green Bay area, are continuing with a normal schedule this week. After a year of preparation, planning, and waiting, one of the largest events to hit the greater Green Bay area will kick off tomorrow near Lambeau and Titletown when the NFL Draft opens. 3 days of activities are planned for the draft and the draft experience, and in the downtown area, Touchdown Downtown features the Draft City Music Fest, which is tonight and Saturday night. The bars and pubs in the Shipyard District along South Broadway and State Street will feature free concerts all throughout the draft. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information on the events planned throughout the draft and the weekend. Due to road closures and the festivities themselves, getting to the NFL draft stage in Green Bay may be a little difficult this week. So Green Bay Metro Transit Director Patty Kiewicz says take the downtown to Titletown bus.
You can park anywhere along that route and get on. We do have some designated stops. However, our drivers are awesome. They will watch for people if it looks like they want to get on the buses.
The free shuttle buses will run continuously in a loop between downtown Green Bay and the area near the draft from noon until 11 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and from noon until 9 on Saturday. The big event starts tomorrow, and the Green Bay Packers are stoking the excitement for the NFL draft coming to Lambeau and Titletown with a Packers virtual draft party tonight at 7. Fans from all over can visit Packers.com or the Packers' official social media accounts to attend the free event featuring Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy, Packers players, and more. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information. The Wisconsin State Senate passed, with bipartisan support, a bill that would expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum moms. Savannah Tomei Olson explains why it still might not become a law.
The bill would give women who gave birth an entire year of coverage under Medicaid. Currently, they get it for 60 days. Moms get this year-long coverage in almost every state in the nation. The only exceptions are Arkansas and Wisconsin. And advocates say it saves lives. From 2019 to 2021, Wisconsin had a 30% increase in deaths among pregnant and postpartum women. Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe on the Senate floor.
63 moms died with pregnancy-related issues from 2020 to 2022. One-third of those deaths occurred more than 60 days postpartum. So 21 moms died because they didn't have access to the care that they needed.
Of the 63 women who died, 76% of them were on Medicaid at the time their babies were born. That's according to the DHS legislative director. This bill has broad bipartisan support in both the Senate and the Assembly. The Senate passed it almost unanimously yesterday, and they did the same thing in the last session. But here's the thing. A bill can't pass if it's not called for a vote, and it can't be called for a vote unless the speaker says so. Speaker Robin Voss had previously said he doesn't support the measure because the state gives out too much free stuff. Here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one. But we have to talk about it as a caucus and see where everybody else is.
The expansion would cost $18.5 million. Wisconsin currently has a surplus of more than $4.5 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The EAA has over 750 temporary positions to fill for EAA Air Venture Oshkosh, taking place July 21st through the 27th. Positions include retail, security and event support, auto parking, camper registration, and even bartending services. Retail and auto parking applicants can be as young as 14, security personnel must be at least 16, and other positions require individuals to be 18 years of age or older. See our story at WGBW.FM for more information and links to apply. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series. There.
At Stock Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I identify with that film in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring Outrun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curious left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. The critically acclaimed show Heartstopper, which ran for 3 seasons on Netflix, will wrap everything up with a feature film. The show follows the stories of Charlie, an openly gay student, and his schoolmate Nick, a rugby player. Joe Locke and Kit Connor, who starred in the TV show, will both appear in the film, which will also be under the Netflix banner, and will pick up where season 3 left off. If you're looking for something that is a bit mindless, but a good shoot-'em-up with a feel-good ending, check out A Working Man. The film stars Jason Statham as a mild-mannered construction worker, single father, and former Special Forces soldier charged with finding his boss's kidnapped daughter. The movie is a bit stereotypical, but seems to throw out one challenge after another as Statham's character works his way through the hierarchy of a criminal enterprise. A Working Man received about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which seems about right, but it's a fun watch. The film is now available to rent on various streaming platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon. Our high today, right around 70. Tonight, more rain, scattered showers mostly. Our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Cooler too, with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.